This week's programme focus is on our BSc Honours Quantity Surveying programme, which is led by Amanda Malambo. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Considering the current climate we're in, doing well and safe as well. How are you doing?
Yes, well as well, thank you. So, trying to stay cool, as I'm sure a lot of us have been doing over these past few weeks. It's been very hot in the UK, but there we go. we're here to discuss your BSc programme, and in particular focus a little bit on how you found being programme leader. So you joined us in 2012 as programme leader for the BSc Honours Quantity Surveying programme after completing your Masters in Construction Project Management from Birmingham City University, whilst working in industry at the same time. So just as a starter, what inspired you to move into academia?
I think it was during my studies at Birmingham City that one of my lecturers inspired me, not necessarily that he knows that he did that, but I think his passion towards what he was doing and the fact that he was committed to try and encourage and support students in attending that qualification was quite inspiring. And I didn't think much about it at that time, but after completing my studies, then I started more thinking about what impact I would have if I joined academia and trying to make a difference in people's lives. My aspiration has always been trying to make a difference in people's lives. Construction does that when you, for example, work in housing. But this was a different kind of inspiring others in terms of getting a better qualification or a qualification that would ensure that they get onto that career path they would want to get on. So that is pretty much in a nutshell. I was driven to want to make a difference in people's lives.
And so that was the inspiration for moving into academia. And you know, the big question here is, you know, have you found the last 8 years as programme leader?
Probably before I go into that. Now, when the opportunity came, obviously I jumped at that to join UCM, and I started obviously working for UCM in 2012, and there started my career in academia. And obviously I came from a contracting background, nothing to do with academia, and obviously meant me developing my career as an academic and finding out what that means, teaching as well as being program leader. Now, yes, it has been 8 years, quite a long time now, isn't it? But it has been very rewarding in the sense that I have learned to understand each student as different. You can't take all students the same because their circumstances are different. But because I've also taught on modules, I appreciate and know what students require in terms of their learning and how they need to find that balance between their studies and every other commitment within their lives. So, and personally, because I have been at that point where I'm studying, working at the same time and have a family, I empathize with them. I can relate to what they're going through, and therefore my support with them will be tailored from that aspect in terms of my understanding of what they're going through. So I've thoroughly enjoyed being program leader and being able to support students, and most of them come back to say, I really appreciate what you did for me and helped me get through my studies.
I mean, as you say there, you've been in that situation, and actually this is the second podcast we've done together. The first one was in your role as MSc Quantity Surveying program leader, and that was all about looking back when you were doing your MSc whilst also working in industry. And how you got through that. So you can also listen out for that podcast if you would like to hear a bit more from Amanda on the actual studying aspect which you went through first, and how that relates to, you know, our students who are going through the same thing. But moving back to the BSc and being program leader, I mean, you say you've had good feedback. Is there anything in particular, you know, during that time which stands out in terms of what students have said to you?
will pick one. The first time it happened, when I just started, was my role is obviously to support students, and probably most students might not appreciate this, is looking at what workload students have and what other commitments they have, and advising them at critical times what they can do, how that we can support them to get through their studies. Now, I had this one particular student who was struggling to cope with the workload because a lot was happening in our own personal life. And so we had a chat, and it was just, okay, let's have a look at what's going on. And then obviously the circumstances in terms of the studies, very good student, I must say. And so I said, okay, what you need to do is you might need to drop one or two of the modules so you can just focus on those two. And when you perform better on those, then you can move on to the other ones. And because the final year modules count towards classification, that was really important. And that's important for me whenever I'm talking to students in their final year. So I advised her that, and I totally forgot about it. And then the next time I was receiving this, thank you so much for that advice. It was brilliant. And I took it on board, and I performed well in my modules. I'll move on to do the next modules. So those are the kind of things that you cannot put a price to, because for me that's very rewarding in terms of making that difference to ensure that students are coping and are managing, not finding their studies very stressful.
That's a really lovely story, and I think that really syncs with, you know, what inspired you to move into academia and helping people. And I think when we've talked before, you've mentioned how you feel it's a vocation for you as well, helping people to get into quantity surveying and really achieve success. So yeah, really lovely to hear. And
thank you.
Should a student sign up to study on the BSc Honours programme, what do they study?
Ooh, I think we might need a bit more time than we've got to be able to go through that. What I can, in a nutshell, what I'll say is, if students are starting with us for the very first time, we take them through a total of 70 modules from start to finish. Now, the early modules, the first six to 10 modules, are what we call foundation modules that help build that knowledge that they'll need to be able to start specialising when they start to get into the second year. I'll just pick one example, is construction technology. In order for you to be able to study a core module like measurement and quantification, which is core for every QS, you would need to know how a building comes together, right, from foundation to roof. You can't understand that, you will not be able to measure and quantify when you're given drawings for a building. So we take you through that process of understanding how is it put together? What does a foundation look like? What's involved in putting a foundation together? And how is this going up to the roof stage? And then once you've understood that, gone through that, when you get to that point, then you'd study measurement and quantification, which involves you, us giving you drawings, and then you being able to interpret those drawings into quantities. You measure what's involved from foundation to roof in terms of what a building should look like or the cost of it. But we need the quantities first. And once you've completed that, we take you through estimating and tendering, which helps you to price up the building. So we take you through how to put together unit rates, whether it's brickwork, roofing, whatever element of a building it is, we take you through that. So you understand not only quantification, but pricing as well, so that at the end of the day, you can be able to produce a bill of quantities, which involves pricing the whole project. So that is what we take you through. So those are just some of the other modules. They're also contract administration and practice. That module takes you through understanding how important a contract document is. You wouldn't have a project without a contract document. That is a go-to document that helps you understand the roles and responsibilities of the parties. And we focus on three specific contracts, forms of contract that we use JCT, NEC, and FIDIC. So we will take you through understanding how to read a contract document and how to interpret it and the provisions with these different contracts and how what the client looks for in a contract, how the client's needs will determine which form of contract he would like to use. So those are some of the key modules. Obviously, these are not the only ones. We've got other specialist modules like design economics that takes you through understanding the what you need to do to produce cost estimates and cost plans right from feasibility stage right up to the end of a project. So in a nutshell, that's what I'll just give you in terms of some of the modules that we take you through.
Great. And obviously you can look in detail on the website, the BSC ONS Quantity Surveying webpage. There's a full breakdown of each of the modules and the paths you can go through as well when studying on the programme.
If somebody wants to have a chat a bit more about the modules that we offer and just specifics about what each module covers, I'm happy to talk you through that. So happy to if you can contact me, then I can take you through those as well.
So there you go. There's no excuses. You can find out anything you want about the programme. And how will the BSC ONS Quantity Surveying programme benefit students' careers?
The way I'll answer this is through one of the testimonials I've had or evidence from a student's feedback of what has happened. Some of our students are like, as you know, will be studying and working at the same time. Now, this particular student came to us providing us with feedback of the difference studying with us has made within their day-to-day role. And because of that difference, they've been promoted. So the reason for that is because we blend theory with what's going on in industry. So we don't just give you the theory. We adopt or design our modules such that they reflect what's happening within the industry. So when you actually complete or when you're actually studying with us, you can put into practice what you're studying. So that makes it very relevant to what you're doing. So such are what we do and therefore the benefits of studying with us.
Yeah, so it's completely focused on enabling you to reap the benefits of the knowledge you gain in your work. In what you do in the construction industry, so
that's
yeah,
correct.
They work together in that way. And why do you think people should study on the program? I mean, it kind of answered that one. I mean, is there anything else you would say in particular to that?
But what else should I study? I mean, quant surveying is the most popular profession within the construction industry. I think it is the biggest program. And that should tell you that the interest is very high in terms of a quant surveyor can work in many different places. You cannot only work for a professional quant surveying firm. You can also work for a contractor. You can work for a bank. So the opportunities are out there. So that is why our program is the biggest on the undergrad. So that is why I would encourage you to study with us, because there are so many opportunities out there where you can work. And what even is advantageous is the fact that once you get your RICS or whatever professional membership you would like, you can work anywhere else in the world. I think some of the testimonials on our website will show you some of the students that are working in other places within the world, in other regions, because you can operate anywhere. And that's because our course or our program is not only recognized internationally, but having that accreditation is always attractive.
Fantastic. So thank you for your time, Amanda. Amanda is hosting an open hour next week where you can ask her any further questions about the program. To find out more, head to our website ucem.ac.uk and choose webinars from the left hand side selection menu. If you'd like to find out more about Amanda's program, select Study with UCEM on the left-hand side menu and choose Undergraduate, where you'll find the BSC ONS Quantity Surveying section. Good speaking to you, and thank you for listening.